Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion.
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. In what language would you prefer to conduct this interview, in English or Spanish?
English.
Wonderful. Okay. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in the non-partition primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Major or County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how will you vote in the non-partition primary elections for Miami-Dade County Major and County Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. The options are, I have already voted an absentee mail-in ballot, I'm definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to
vote. I'll be there, I'm voting. I'm going to be there in person.
Okay, so would you say that you, I am definitely going to vote, or I'm very likely to
vote? Yes. Oh, I'm going to vote.
Okay.
Yes, there's no question.
Thank you very much. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at
the in person.
In person. Okay.
I'm going to be voting at my polling place.
Okay. Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
I'm registered Democrat.
Democrat.
I'm very political, so we could get through this really quick.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you very much. And what is your main racial background? African American, Asian American?
White American.
Okay, thank
you. Asian.
What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, over 65?
That one. That would be the last one up to 65.
Over 65, right?
Yep.
Okay, wonderful.
Up to, yeah, up to, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And yes? Give me a minute, and I'll get...
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Guys, I'm taking this phone call. Figure out what you want. You put, if the waitress comes, you can order. I'll order in a minute. Okay? Sorry.
Don't worry.
You saved me. I'm getting a break from the children and getting my political chat on. Thank you.
Sorry,
I was so damn noisy in there. Oh, yay, I found a quiet spot.
That could happen. I know that. I have children of my own, so I do understand. Okay. So, yeah, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first name that we have is Kamala Harris, and the options that we have are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, and
okay, not opinion. Did you say Kamala?
Yes,
did you say Kamala Harris? Amazing. Whatever the highest one you give her.
Okay. The highest is very favorable. Okay, the second name is Cindy Lerner.
What?
Cindy Lerner. Cindy.
My Cindy. Oh, Cindy. No, I don't know her.
Okay.
No.
Okay. The third name is Raquel Regalado.
Yeah. I forgot. Yeah. I'm familiar with her. Very familiar with her.
So what is your opinion about her?
Right now I'm on the fence. I don't know.
So you will say that you don't have an opinion about her?
I wrote Raquel right now. I don't, you know, I haven't read my, I'm not caught up enough to say anything about her.
Okay. It's okay.
Does it say she's registered Democrat or Republican?
Well, actually, we don't have
that information here. It doesn't say his name.
Yeah,
okay, that's fine.
Yeah, and the last name in the list is Richard Prenchtink. He is the last one.
Say the last one again, just...
Richard Prenchtink.
I didn't get the name.
Richard Prenchtink.
No, not...
OK.
Richard Koshner. No, no, not familiar.
Okay, all right. It's okay, thank you. The next question. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alexander Otaola, Miguel Quintero, Shlomo Dasinger, Manny Seed, Daniela Levin Cava, Carlos Garin.
Daniela.
Daniela Levin.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That one.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela?
I'm voting for Daniela.
Definitely, right?
Yes, definitely, yes.
Okay. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Franchnick?
I'm not familiar. What was her name? Did you say Cindy? Was it Lerner?
Lerner, yes.
Lerner, Cindy Lerner. Raquel. I don't know yet. I don't have an opinion there.
Okay, thank you. If you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, and Richard Franchnick?
Raquel.
Okay.
Raquel, I just don't know what she's standing for right now. I mean, politics is up in the air.
Yeah. I know. I do understand sometimes there is a lot of information to handle, but it's okay.
Yeah. I want to, I need to update my information, and it's sitting in my room right now, and I sent the kids to dinner instead.
But don't worry. What you currently knew, it is enough, so we can continue. It's not a problem.
Okay.
Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
No.
No. Okay. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yes.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
No difference.
Okay. Thank you. You will be now, we're about to finish. You will be asked now.
Oh, good.
We're two or three questions away.
Yeah,
you will be now asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal or a moderate or a conservative in your
I'm opinion? A liberal. I am liberal.
And within the liberal aspect, would be very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very, very.
Very. Okay. Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school?
College.
Oh, college. We have some college graduate with associate. Some. Okay.
No, just some.
Okay, perfect. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and have a lovely
week. Oh, no, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.